there, Jim.
That was me, Tony.
Yeah, what you need there, babe?
Checking in, buddy. Checking in.
10-4, bud. Sounds good. Should be good on the tape just like she is, man. Real good.
Hey, gotta hang that flag on that pole when he gets down there. Jay's got it.
Yeah, 10-4. That was a nice pre-race show, huh? Exciting.
Go, Robbie Lemon.
Go ahead, buddy. I got you.
Check and make sure you're ready to go, baby.
Yeah, I'm ready, baby. You ready?
No, I am.
This one, too. Robbie, you got me?
Yes, 10-4. I got you real good, buddy. Real good.
I got you. How about you, Ron?
You're line clear, Jim.
How about you, Ron?
Line clear, object. Get on top of that 44 truck or the 25 truck or something down there.
Yeah, I'm on the 44. I can see good from the Chevy truck sign of 3 to the Chevy truck sign of 4.
10-4, when he gets out there on the racetrack, I'll tell you where I can see him, pick him up, and he leaves me.
10-4.
The electric fan on the motor, brakes, rear end fan, and the tire blowers.
That's on.
Pace car's rolling off.
Be safe and have some fun out there.
Cars at pit road speed. You might be backing down from the no-bull cars heading on the front straightaway, but that car's at pit road speed.
4,000 seconds.
10-4 on the 4,000, bud. 10-4.
One to go when you get here?
One to go.
All right, Big Jeff, make sure you get your fans on there, bud. Nice and smart, 400 laps. Take care of yourself. Plenty of time to get them one by one, bud. Nice and smooth.
Tire blowers on also.
Yes, 10-4. Tire blowers, rear end fan, brake fan there, bud.
Good luck, buddy.
10-4.
Jeff, we'll just stay on our toes these first couple laps right here. We got that oil dry in the second groove all the way around the racetrack. So we'll just keep on our toes at the beginning of this deal here. NASCAR's talking about another lap. Caution's back out. They run another lap to run the track in.
That sounds good. Where do I go here?
First second to last now. 9 cars behind you. I don't know who's first. You or the 9.
And me.
Be 1 to go when you get here. 1 to go. Caution's back out. Caution's back out. They're going to pick the speed up on the pit, on the pace car.
Jeff, they're asking you about the racetrack, but how's the racetrack look to you?
Really bad going into 1.
10-4, we'll relay that to them. I think that's why they're holding off right now.
Starter's going to show you 2 when you come by. See what you think.
Be good.
Race car's backing off, back down the pit road speed. 1 to go when you get here, 1 to go.
Boys, here we go. Let's have a good one. Be real strong, smart.
Car's off.
Go, Jeff. Go, go, go.
Down the back stretch. Caution's out. Caution's out. Down on the bottom on the back stretch. Caution's out.
That bottom groove is slick.
10-4, I'm sure it'll be changing a little bit there. And those pressures getting up too, so we'll go with it.
1 to go when you get in, Jeff. 1 to go. Car's off.
Go, Jeff. Go, go, go.
Front end, back or down, back or down. They're all clear.
Your temperature's there, but pit road's closed there now.
220, all 240.
Car sitting everywhere, just watch for that debris best you can.
10-4.
Gonna bring you down, pit road, they're saying.
10-4.
They did, they stayed out there, but.
Stand up.
Gonna back you down, you get up here coming off at 2, maybe the middle 1 and 2.
I have us all over, he's running this page.
10-4, you got that fan on, that fan might help a little bit, I'm not sure.
Got it. 230 water, 230 oil.
10-4, man. 10-4.
Gonna stop you on pit road, then, Jeff. Gonna stop you on pit road.
We're gonna stop you there. Go ahead and turn your fans and all off. We'll get them back on, then.
I'm turning the engine off there in a second, right?
Yeah, 10-4.
The engine, you up. You're gonna come to a stop about another 100 feet or so, but they're gonna keep engine you up.
So you wanna turn the fan on or off?
Turn those blowers off, you turn that engine fan off there too on us. When they get rolling, guys, just make sure we're ready in case we got tire trouble or something there with the flat or something, okay, guys? I don't know if your radio's on there, but really ain't got a chance to tell anything, I don't think, because we haven't run long enough to see.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I was a little bit tight right there. You know, it's like when I waited on it, let it roll through the center. I thought it was pretty decent.
Yeah, 10-4. Just seems like you said, that thing's pretty slick. They're not really blaming anybody. They're just not really knowing what happened. You know, those guys are talking about it from the wreck.
Yeah, it's definitely sick there at the beginning. It didn't seem to be too bad right there, I didn't think.
10-4, but.
Hey, buddy, how you feeling?
Feeling like a main bucks right now.
Careful out there when you're working your way through those cars. Jeff Burton said that his car just jumped out from under him, broke loose, and backed it in over there. So I think, Slick, just you're the man, you're the champ, so let's be careful, okay?
10-4, read your line clear.
Might even take you to New York when this deal's over.
Yeah, what's up there?
I thought that New York was a place you'd like to go. Maybe it's somewhere else now. I don't know.
I think it's something like Greece.
You got to wait 90 days to get your plane so you don't have to stop.
Is that all? 90 days to be ready to rock and roll?
We got a copy?
Yeah, 10-4, I got the boss.
That one ain't coming back.
10-4, but thanks.
That's pretty cool. NASCAR making a quick decision like that, stop us on pit road.
Yeah, that was good. When we get rolling there, just make sure and check out your tires there best you can again, okay, bud?
Definitely. The only thing I would have maybe run through was just, you know, not even debris from that thing, just stuff that was laying on the apron, because I went all the way down the apron.
10-4, bud. 10-4.
Thanks, guys, rolling off.
Cool.
Okay, just good, bud.
Track pretty hard. Check it out good there for him, Jeff. Make sure we get our fans back on. Tire blower, rear end, and brakes. Okay, bud?
Car, it's all on.
10-4, thanks, bud.
Speedy dry that came off the end of pit roads for 1 and 2 here, Jeff. 1 to go, and you got here? 1 to go.
Jeff, get a good read on your old gauge there. Tell us what it is, there, bud. 10-4, bud. Looks good. Nice and smooth, bud. Long way to go. Rear end fan is on, right, but rear end brake and tire.
Cool.
Car's off.
Good, Jeff. Go, go, go.
Front end, back and down, back and down. Hi, car is up high.
Stopping us again?
Oh, you're still out on the racetrack. They're waiting for the pace car. Down here, 1 and 2.
At the bottom when you get up here.
Jeff, have you gotten a tail hint of anything with it there, bud? Live with it right now. Stay with it.
I'm not great right now. I'm real tight.
10-4. Steady, guys. Get ready.
It's going to be tight no matter what. I mean, we're on all this traffic.
10-4. I want to get some 4 tires on it and start over again here. Pit road's closed right now. I'll have to wait a little bit. I didn't know the pressure's probably even got up, you know, where we need them.
I don't think so. Seem to be pretty good on my entry, you know, and then I get in the corner and I get tight. Just can't pick up the throttle, you know, because it's not rotating the middle.
10-4, it's going to get a little wedge out of it. You know, I'd like to get a little longer run on it so we can maybe make sure we don't hurt something along with it.
I think that'd be good.
10-4, we'll stay out there right now with the guys.
Throttle be open, just time by.
Stay now.
10-4, just stay out there, but stay out. We'll try to get a few laps on it, you know, and see what we got.
1 to go, did you get here, Jeff? 1 to go. Car's off.
Good, Jeff. Go, go, go.
On your toes. The 88's got a bad tire up way up in front of you, but he's still going, so stay on your toes.
Great job, buddy. What are you doing? Great job.
So what happened?
Well, I think there is a fuel switch, but...
I don't know what it is.
Try your other ignition,
make sure it's not that fuel plate. Everything.
Quit.
Front thing
on the route,
swing
on the
dash,
pull it out.
I've tried all of the boxes, MSD, everything.
Okay, get a helmet on, Jay. Get a helmet on.
Nothing, not no sign of anything.
Got it left side where they're going to take that, pull the fuse out. That's the FS. Pull the CFS out.
speed. Get in there, pull that GFS circuit breaker. The circuit breaker beside the time.
Taking that radiator fan off, Stevie.
Grab me that oil shield off the back of Jay's box right there so we don't knock a hole in a radiator.
Green 12-point socket, guys. 12-point socket, short.
Right here, Chris.
Put on the brake in gear.
Four, I'm on it.
The brake hard.
Got the three right here.
Back to the 15-16 socket on it.
That's bad, Jay. The ground. Just make sure we ain't got a push rod broke, okay?
All looks good over here, Andy. I can see all the push rods and all the lifters.
6 1/4. 16. Brake loop.
I'm running them as hard as I can.
Why you holding that shaft, right?
The whole thing was just spinning.
Flywheel stopped.
Get up our tool first here.
Jay, I got the flywheel.
Right there, Randy. Am I doing something wrong? Deep target.
I'll bottom out in the crank, Jay, and then you have to turn it. I didn't get that stud bottom out in there. Pretty bad, ain't it, Scott? Not broke off, but we'll probably leave that cylinder dead.
Want me to get the plugs out of this side?
We ought to get the plugs out on both sides.
It hit the piston, but the valve's back up against the seat. It's bent. Piston's got some damage, but it doesn't look like it'll be a problem.
Holy, look at Jay's buggy there and get me a plug stain.
Stand there for a bit, bud.
Got number three intake vent also.
Yes, we got to run.
Yes, yes.
Right, you think we're just down on two cylinders?
Yeah, but I thought that, but now I've got some, looks like some debris in the top of number four piston here.
So I'm worried about if we've had something come apart in the chamber.
That's 5 cars loaded.
Adapter, Stevie.
Fred, the keyway now, don't lose it. We got to work to get the motor back up on number one there.
There, we're there.
Turn that cam for me a little bit, Jay. Turn it.
Screwdriver, Stevie, I'll prop this side.
Looks like it could be collateral damage on top of that stuff. This is there, shiny, looks like after the engine ran. I'm going to go down through the carburetor.
This side, Scotty?
So open up the throttle blades. We need to stick that down in through the number four. Go down through the right front, Venturi. Down into the number four runner.
Air impact. Balancer ready to put back on.
Balancer is. You go on, put the balancer up on it, then get your wrenches on.
Okay.
Right size, Jay. The right size in there.
Long enough, Randy.
Randy, can you lift the flange on that crank gear?
Cylinders you think we down, Scott?
There's two right now. 3/4. Throttle open, Scotty. I'll get that down in there.
That wrench out, the big wrench. Short one of these. Okay, stubby. Try to gather and step up from that water pump. We lost one of the seals out of the back. Train on and nail it down.
Valve train back on here. Let's just see what we got. Don't lose no more.
Let's get valve train on, boys. Put them on there, and as long as everything's seated, just nail them down with the impact.
Manager in yours, Stubby, that I can find, Sergeant.
Just write it down the notes.
Intake is 5 exhaust.
Well, all four of those valves.
Exhaust, right?
Press the slower drive in order.
Rocker sitting on there. I have to get nuts on it. Just get all your rockers sitting on there.
Four more nuts.
Spacer goes in the center there.
Tank bolt and the spacer.
16 socket on toolbox on this electric impact.
Bare impact, right? Anyway, just tap it on there real quick. 16th on the half inch impact.
Just make sure that generator is all set to water in this thing.
Impact, electric impact, 3/8.
You done need the crank help. Send us, Jay.
Here's out. We just need the pulley. Here we go.
See you. One more of these nuts. One of these nuts.
Got it.
I got a 12-point nut down here on the ground.
The back washer.
Did I put this dock cover on?
Down with what you got to do there.
And where a water pump bolts are.
Can't locate them. I got some new ones.
See, there's a little red tray over there that's got the valve cover nuts and washers in it.
16 shallow half-inch rods. 16 in the back. Okay.
You put wire loops on?
About.
Hey, you got the other set of valve cover nuts in there?
Thank you.
round up that lower hose. Make sure all the clamps are there.
Look around for the power steering spacers.
Got one right to your left, and I got the other one.
Three. Socket.
Got the wire on that water cap over there so we can get ready to fill it. So your water line's tight on the side of the pump.
Nail them down.
All right, we're out here.
I'm laying down on Scotty's side, down on the intake. Hey, Steve, you hook me up with the stuff to run the valve covers down for Obie.
Tony, take a look for that inspection light below the left front tire.
Drill, let me get the drill.
Lower hose on there.
Stop putting those spark plugs in unless you already have.
Hey, step back in, you will put those in.
Be fine.
Another 9.6 battery.
Put water in the fish.
Four spark plugs to the left.
And we need a belt.
Water pump pulley.
Phillips screwdriver. Just be at hold.
Wire's on, Scotty.
Three and five wire on or leave them off?
Air. Piece of water ready to top off like out of a bucket or something.
Hand me J-16 rings to tighten the timing down.
Do you need any oil, Tony?
Air belt already.
Right.
Air belt. Somebody see it.
65.
Four wire ties and a pair of flush cuts.
I need the power steering belt. Anybody saw it?
The back tire's already changed, guys. Two tires on the back.
Four. 16th open or 5/8.
Make sure we get those wheels torqued too, guys. Plenty of time to get it torqued up.
Stop the driver.
Hey, will you have some flush cuts?
Happened to it, had it out on pit road.
Tire right there and get it ready to go on.
Sergeant Fitch?
No pointer on this thing, okay, Jay?
The cap, hold on. Give me the cap for the water.
Let me get this pointer on there.
Damn, Jerry.
About damn pointer.
Let's get some flashlights. Look around.
I'll flap over here in their box.
That's on the roof right there, Brian. Right above you. Screwdriver right here in my hand.
I've got 2, 4, and 6 running on this side. Number 8 for the dad here.
Air cleaner nut.
Oh, on my way.
1 and 3 are running. 1 and 7 are running. We're on about 5.5 cylinders here.
We can run at speed minimum.
Press. Start dropping it down. Everybody look underneath. Stands over there, Lupo. Come down with the right side.
Tony.
2 cylinders, at least. 2.5.
Oh, good. Right there, Hub. Pack with a 3/8 socket.
Can do for it, boys. Ain't gonna leak.
What are you gonna look at oil pressure?
Look at it, we're good.
Start easing back to the pit road there.
Good help, guys.
Look this right front after they put it on.
Torque.
Big.
Full gas, two guys. Full gas.
We're full of gas.
All this here, Jay?
But you know, a big issue will be our lamp time here, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, 10-4. Hopefully we can overcome that 09 car. If you get 3 more points.
How many laps do we need? Have any idea yet?
It's about 50 in the 10th lap. 60 laps we'll get 60 out of it.
Well, let's just watch him on minimum time trying to maintain that to do that.
Okay, we got it.
10-4, got you good, buddy.
You're talking to you one more time.
We can run that minimum speed when we get up there.
All right, here.
Comes out of the garage, guys. Clear my path.
Up here, let's go.
Find you guys, copy, bud.
Let's
be real careful here, Jeff. Make good use of these caution laps here.
Get your belts and all the stuff good in there, right? But it's tight.
That's it, bud.
Got a whole... The whole corner, 1, 3, 4, all the lights are out that shine up on the track.
10-4, he's in there talking right in there.
One to go, did you get here, Jeff?
One to go.
One car behind you, 88 coming up behind you. Main car's off.
Green flag, Jeff, green flag.
Down low. On the track. Bottom
and 3. How long this thing's gonna go, guys? It's popping and banging, not running real clean.
10-4, try to use these cautions.
stations up with Canberra.
What the heck happened there?
But yeah, I know that thing's making a lot of noise, and it's probably not going to get any better, but, you know, all the problems are upstairs, so, you know, we shouldn't have a problem where it hurts here today.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that right now. Just wanted to keep running.
Jump forward, should be all right, buddy.
Road is closed.
Looks like Bobby shut off on him there, too, guys. I don't know why I'm missing. About 47, maybe he'll give us 45 laps, Jeff. We'll get three more points there, and then maybe hang in there for us. Bobby, get us a couple of waters up here, buddy. A couple of waters up here.
How long did you get here?
One to go.
Car's off.
Green flag, Jeff, green flag.
Guys, in the garage, this sucker cut off clean again.
Robbie, are we done or are we fixing this?
We're done, bud. We're done. I'm going to put it on the truck and keep the traffic.
Well, we got to get the shocks off that thing before we do the tires.
Four.
Raise that distributor cap and spin it over.
Make sure you get that flag to me, guys. I gotta take that thing back now. So make sure we get that flag.
Okay. Let's pop your distributor cap off and see if it quits and turn it.
That's right. We can see the whole belt assembly right there. Spin it over.
It has broken another broken intake valve off now. Don't you?
Get loaded up there, guys. Quick as we can. Need to shock. Let's jump them off there. A moment.
One side, pull the tires off. Start pulling the shocks off of it. Penske's got the tools right here for the shocks.
Tow tires are right beside the car.
Bring the impact over here, please. Tires. Let shock off there, Jay.
Penske, you got the rear tow shock? Turn one.
Tire on.
Who's got the impact?
We get all done, if you'll stick these back in the toolbox deal, these tools will load the car.
Tony.
All these tools in the toolbox, that'd be great. There's some more back here.